Hello and welcome to the International Soccer Preview by Soccer Files Canada. I am Kevin.
And I'm Connor.
Yeah, and this is part two of our look at Mexico, where we take a closer look at the players. And we've organized this into positions, which can sometimes be a bit artificial, but it helps us to kind of organize the discussion. And anything to say before we take off here, Connor?
No, excited to get into Mexico. They have a lot of top players and a lot of players to choose from, and they regularly bring new players into the squad. So looking forward to having a closer look.
Great. Okay, well, let us begin with the manager as we kind of fill out the script here. But I'll just describe the situation before we embark on each position. So the situation with Gerardo Martino, he's been the manager since 2019. His first tournament was the 2019 Gold Cup. Juan Carlos Osorio was their manager before that and took them through four tournaments from 2016 to 18. Oh, scratch that. It's three tournaments because he got banned for six games after the 2017 Confederation Cup. So they actually kind of had to bring in an interim manager for the Gold Cup team. But anyway, can you tell us a little bit about Gerardo Martino?
Yeah, he did play professionally, but only earned one cap for his national team, Argentina. So certainly has a more kind of decorated career as a manager than as a player. He's kind of hopped back and forth between national teams and club teams. He coached Mexico since 2019, as you said. Previously, he was coach of Atlanta United in the United States. Before that, it was the Argentina national team. And then Barcelona before that, Newell's Old Boys, and then Paraguay. So a mix of international and club experience, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's right. And he was with Paraguay for three tournaments there. Took them to the quarterfinals in the 2010 World Cup. And also to the final of the Copa America 2011, so quite successful there. All right, well, moving on to goalkeepers, we have a few names to kind of look at closely, a few names to mention, and we'll describe the situation first. So Alfredo Talavera played all six games in 2021. Guillermo Ochoa, do you know how to pronounce that, Connor?
I think it's Ochoa, but I might be wrong.
Okay. Ochoa was not in the 2021 Gold Cup because he was selected as an overaged player for the Olympic team in Japan. So, but he was the starter in 2018 and in 2019. And I'll just say right here, Connor, just to save a bit of time, I don't think I'll say like 2018 World Cup every time and 2019 Gold Cup every time. I think most of our listeners will know that 2014 and 2018 are World Cups, and pretty much everything else is the Gold Cup unless we specify. Are you okay with that?
Sounds good.
Okay, you'll be able to follow. Okay, so moving on with the situation, Jonathan Orozco and Rodolfo Cota were backups in 2021, and in 2019 it was Orozco also and Hugo Gonzalez. And we'll talk about one other name that's kind of up and coming, Sebastian Jurado. So let's begin with a closer look at Alfredo Talavera, who was a starter in 2021.
Yeah, he's been with the team since 2011 for a decade. He's 38 years old, so getting up there near the end of his career. He has 32 caps for the national team and has spent his entire playing career in Mexico, in the Mexican top flight.
Right, and he was the backup for a long time behind Jesus Corona, who we won't mention here, but he was kind of the starting keeper before Ochoa, and then he was backup to Ochoa. So really, this is his first. No, it's not actually. He started all games in 2011 also. But apart from that, he was sitting on the bench, apart from the odd game, until this 2021 Gold Cup. Let's move on to Guillermo Ochoa.
So Ochoa, he's been around a while. He made his first appearance in 2005, and he has 114 caps to his name. So really amassed a lot of games in that goalkeeper position.
Yeah, he's with, can you mention the teams he's played for?
Sure. So yeah, he's with Club America in Mexico. It's actually his second stint with them, but he has spent time in Europe as well. Standard Liège in Belgium, Malaga in Spain, and then Ajaccio in France. So he's had a career in Europe as well, but it started and ended, or appears to be winding down, with Club America in Mexico.
Right. And, you know, he was also second fiddle to Jesus Corona for the first few World Cup Gold Cups in 2005 and 2007. But then he got the start. Beyond that, too, actually, all the way to 2014. Sorry, I thought I had one detail to add there, but let's move on. At 36 years old, he's kind of getting up there in age too. 35-year-old is the age of Jonathan Orozco.
Yeah, he's found himself in the backup position primarily. He has just 9 caps to his name over the course. He made his debut in 2010, so barely a cap a year, so more of a backup goalkeeper. He's played his whole career in Mexico and is currently with Tijuana.
Right, and he was basically off the team between 2016 and 2018. In 2017, the Mexico managed 2 tournaments. They sent their A team to the 2017 Confederations Cup and their B team to the 2017 Gold Cup. And he didn't make any of those. He was on the preliminary squad for the B team, but he didn't make the cut for that. So he's definitely kind of in and out. And finally, we look at Rodolfo Cota, also 34 years old. How about him, Connor?
Yeah, he has even fewer caps, just 5 to his name. He only joined the national team in 2017, so kind of a relative latecomer. And he also has played his spent his playing career in Mexico, currently with Leon in Mexico since 2018.
Right. Okay. And a couple of other candidates to mention. Hugo Gonzalez, he was chosen for the 60-man preliminary squad, but he didn't make the cut to 45. And he was the backup keeper in 2019. And at 31 years old, he's probably the youngest of the bunch that we've talked about so far. So he may still be a consideration. How about him, Connor?
Yeah, Hugo Gonzalez. He plays for Monterrey in Mexico and has spent his career in Mexico as well. You mentioned his age. He's only been with the team since 2018, but as a relative youngster, compared to some of these other goalies, may have a future ahead of him.
Yeah, he made a couple of preliminary squads before 2018, but 2019 was his only Gold Cup so far. But he did play 3 of their games in the lead up to the Gold Cup. So I'm kind of guessing that he's still on the table for them. And the last name we'll look at is Sebastian Jurado.
Yeah, he's a younger keeper. He has yet to make an appearance for the national team. He's with Cruz Azul in Mexico. Maybe you can talk about his Gold Cup 2021.
Yeah, he hasn't really been a factor. He's, as you say, no caps for the national team, but he did first appear on the bench in October 2019. And he was on the bench for four of their 18 games before the tournament. But he was with the under 23 team for five of those games. And I'm just checking now. I'm suspecting he was on the Olympic team. Yeah, he was a backup keeper behind Ochoa. So there we have it with the goalkeepers. Any guess about who's number one there, Connor?
Ochoa, I think, has been the number one for several years, and I think he's still got certainly this campaign in him, maybe a little bit longer still. So I would expect Ochoa to be the starting choice keeper if he's fit and available.
Yeah, I got to say I agree with you there. Okay, we'll move on to central defenders and a few names to look at here and then a few names to mention. We didn't actually mention the goalkeepers. We got into a bit of detail, but here's the situation in central defense. Salcedo and Araujo started in 2021. In the first couple of games. And then Hector Moreno came in for games 2-6 with Salcedo and Araujo then sharing the role. That was quite similar, actually, to 2019, where, again, Salcedo and Araujo started and Moreno came in for games 5 and 6. But a few other names were used in the role there. So Diego Reyes came in game 2. Having been a defensive midfielder in game 1, and Cesar Montes came in for game 3. So Hugo Ayala started 2 games in 2018, but he's now retired. And Sulpavedo is designated as a central defender, but he only came on as a sub in 2021, which was his first tournament. So perhaps they're trying him out for a future role as a central defender. So we'll start with Carlos Salcedo.
Carlos Salcedo, he's 27 years old. He's been with the national team since 2015 and has amassed 42 caps in that time. So a pretty good haul. He currently plays with Tigres in Mexico, but he spent some time in Europe previously with Eintracht Frankfurt in Germany for a season. Actually, another season where he was on loan from Guadalajara, and also with Fiorentina in Italy, and finally had some time with the U.S. at Real Salt Lake.
Yeah, so he his first tournament was in 2015, but he was just a sub there. And he made the 2017 Confederations Cup squad, which, as I said, was the A team, so he was a starter there. And then he's basically been a starter since 2018 in the World Cup. And he was here too. In the 2021 World Cup, he missed a penalty, excuse me, against Canada. And I believe it was the final, or maybe it was that game, or maybe it was the final, that he was being kind of heckled every time he touched the ball. Because of the missed penalty. And I believe the announcers kind of suggested that he wasn't that popular in Mexico. I hope I'm not making a mistake there. But anyway, in game 6 in the final, he was subbed in at 42 and then subbed out at 106. So that's always a bit depressing for a player.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. As I said, he started 2019 and 2021 alongside Araujo Nestor, although they didn't last as a pair. Can you tell us a bit about him?
Yeah, he's 29 years old, been with the national team a bit longer, so since 2011, but a similar number of caps, 44 for the national team. He started his career in Mexico, but is currently with Celta de Vigo in Spain.
Right, and he actually was absent from the team for about 4.5 years before 2016. We're not going to talk much about the Copa America Centenario, but that was when he kind of came back into the squad. But then again, off the squad in the 2018 World Cup. So he's in and out a little bit. Same in the tournament here. He was a starter for 4 of the games in 2021, but was just used as a sub in game five against Canada. So, not kind of a stable in that position. And I called him Araujo Nestor early. Sorry about that. It is Nestor Araujo. Maybe more of a staple at the back is Hector Moreno.
Yeah, Hector Moreno, he's amassed 113 caps since 2007. He's 33 years old, so, certainly we expect him to play a part in this tournament. His club career has taken him around the world. He's played in Netherlands, in Spain, in Italy, Spain again, Qatar, and is now back in his native Mexico with Monterrey.
Yeah, that's right. And he's basically been a starter in all the major tournaments. I'm not sure why he didn't start in 2019 and in 2021. Maybe it's because he is aging a little bit. But I think he'll be there definitely during the qualification here. So let's move on to talk about a couple of players which we won't go into great detail with. Hugo Ayala.
He plays for Tigres in Mexico, where he has since 2010. So he's been there for a very long time. He has 47 caps, but you can tell us a little bit more about his prospects.
Yeah, a bit of a late starter with the team, even though his first game was in 2009, his first tournament was in 2015. But he did work himself into a starting position for the World Cup 2018. But he seems to be retired now because he last played for the team in the 2018 World Cup. Diego Reyes is actually, I don't know if he's really a central midfielder because he hasn't played in that position that much, but he did play a game there in this case for the 2021 World Cup, Gold Cup. He was on the 60-man preliminary squad but didn't make the cut to 45, so he has an outside chance, I think, of making it. He wasn't part of the 2019 World Cup, but as I said, in 2018 World Cup, but as I said, in 2019, he played one game as a defensive midfielder and then one game as a center back. So maybe they kind of call him in when they need him. Cesar Montes is actually, well, tell us a little bit about him because he might be an up-and-comer.
Yeah, he's has 14 caps since 2017. He plays for Monterrey in Mexico. He was actually chosen for the Olympic team, which is made up of U23 players. So I don't believe he was selected for the for the Gold Cup 2021.
Yeah. No, I mean, it seemed to be that the younger players on the team played in the Olympics. But they may have been selected had they not had to put together an Olympic squad. So it's a little bit hard to tell. But until now, even though he started in 2017, he's only been a substitute or a B-team player. So we'll have to see going forward if he manages to get a bigger role. And same with Gilberto Sepulveda. Maybe you can just quickly tell us about him. He did make the squad in 2021.
Yeah, he's another young player competing for this position, just 22 years old. Only three caps to his name, so a relative newcomer to the squad.
Yeah, his first appearance was in November 2020, and he's kind of in and around, but it's a bit hard to tell with the under 23 players because they focus their attention on the under 23 team, so we don't know really where they stand with the national team. So we'll review this at the end. There's a lot of names that we're throwing out, but we'll try to simplify it a little bit at the end, and actually a bit easier to deal with as far as Mexico goes, who have so many players to choose from, is the left back position. So really, for the left back position, there's Jesus Gallardo and just Jesus Gallardo. So actually, Osvaldo Rodriguez started game one, but Gallardo was subbed in for him. I think it's pronounced Gallardo, but was subbed in for him at 82 minutes and set up with what seemed a winning goal in the deadlock with Trinidad and Tobago, but then he was called offside. Whether that was what earned him the starting position or some other reason, he resumed the starting position for the next 5 games until the end. And he had played there in 2018 and in 2019. Interestingly, though, in 2017, he had been a right attacking forward in his first tournament game, but moved to left back in his second game, where he's been ever since. So that's pretty interesting. Let's take a closer look at him.
Gallardo has 54 caps for the national team, picking all those up since his debut in 2016. He's just 26 years old. So as you've said, a young player with a lot of caps, he really seems to have made that position his own. He plays in Mexico. He's started his career with Pumas, but is now with Monterrey.
Right, and I think we kind of covered him well enough in describing the situation. There's only one real other player on the slate, and he'll have a tough time displacing Gallardo, and that's Osvaldo Rodriguez. Maybe just tell us a bit about him since he's an up-and-comer.
Sure. So he's plays in Mexico again with Leon. He has just two caps to his name going into the 2021 Gold Cup. He's 24 years old, so someone that may be around the squad for a little while. But I agree that Jesus Gallardo seems to be the first name on the team sheet ahead of him.
Yeah, I put him on this list for two reasons. One was that his first appearance was in May 2021, so not long before the Gold Cup. And yet he not only made the Gold Cup squad, but the second reason was that he was a starter in game one, a bit of a surprise. But he didn't manage to displace Gallardo. Now let's go to right backs for Mexico. And almost as firmly established is Luis Rodriguez. I believe he scored their first goal of the cup. And we have a couple of other names to talk about. Oops, I've kind of repeated there, but I'll describe the situation here. So Luis Rodriguez played all games in 2021. He actually moved up to a left midfielder role when they kind of changed their formation a little bit in game five against Canada. In 2019, also, he had played all but the B team games. Fernando Navarro came in for him, but since that was basically Navarro's only start, we didn't add him to the list here. Edson Alvarez played the role in 2017 and 2018, but we'll see a bit later that he became a central midfielder, and so we'll talk about him under central midfielders. Miguel Layún is also listed as a right back, but in his most recent tournament, he was more of a right midfielder, and he seems to be out of the picture anyway, so we didn't put him on the list here. Kevin Alvarez is designated for this position and was selected in 2021, but on the bench. So perhaps they're kind of grooming him for the position, kind of maybe similar to Osvaldo Rodriguez. So we'll take a close look at Luis Rodriguez because he's definitely the main man right now.
Yeah, definitely. He's 30 years old. He has 27 caps to his name, but he has been involved, in the tw predominantly in the 2019 and 2021 Gold Cups. He plays with Tigres in Mexico and has spent his whole career in the Mexican League.
Yeah, the Mexican League is very healthy, so we'll see even some of their top players coming from Mexico, and some of them, never did bother to go to Europe. Whereas in the USA and Canada, it's kind of a status thing to be with a European club. I don't think the Mexicans necessarily see it that way. He was a bit of a late starter for the team, actually. I think he started his first appearance was around 24 or 25, and then he was kind of a sub in a substitute in the 2017 Gold Cup, which was the B team anyway, so kind of a C team player, if you will. Didn't make it in 2018, but worked his way up to being a starter in 2019 and then a starter in 2021. So a good story there of kind of growing into the position. So I said we will introduce Edson Álvarez as a central midfielder because that's the role he plays now, and Miguel Layún as a right midfielder. And that leaves us just with Kevin Álvarez, and maybe you can tell us a bit about him.
Yeah, Kevin Álvarez, he's only joined the team this year in 2021, and has just a single cap to his name. He plays with Pachuca in Mexico.
Yeah, and it's a bit curious why he wasn't on the Olympic team because he is only 22 years old and chosen for this tournament. Do you have a sense of whether that's a good sign or a bad sign?
Yeah, difficult to say. I mean, it's always nice to play for your national team, but given that he wasn't kind of used at that time, he probably may have benefited from perhaps getting on the field more with the Olympic team.
Yeah. On the other hand, if you think Luis Rodriguez is really the main guy and they need to have a backup for him, he seemed to be the only one available. And so maybe it's a good sign that they brought him to this cup.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll move on to midfielders. Now, there's not a lot of distinction in Mexico's setup between a defensive midfielder and a central midfielder. I'll be saying later that they predominantly go with a 4-3-3 lineup, which kind of becomes important when we talk about the positions later. But that lineup kind of means that they have a line across the middle of three players, and that's important to keep in mind. So if you envision in your mind kind of three players right across the middle who are probably more defensively minded because there's three players ahead of them who are kind of taking care of the offense, it might help it might help to kind of envision the situation here. So in 2017, as I said, Mexico had two tournaments, sending the A squad to the Confederations Cup and the B squad to the Gold Cup. And to keep matters simple here, the midfield was Hector Herrera, and I'm talking about the Confederations Cup or the A team here. The midfield was Hector Herrera, Andres Guardado, generally on the left, and Jonathan Dos Santos, generally on the right. Although they do move around a bit, which makes it confusing. In the 2018 World Cup, though, they went with a different formation, and it was usually a two-man midfield, which was Hector Herrera and Andres Guardado. But Jonathan Santos was there and was a bench player, kind of subbing in here and there. Hector Herrera was absent in 2019, and strangely, in the first game, they started with a completely different lineup, three different players. But in the end, it kind of settled into Andres Guardado, again, kind of central left, Jonathan Dos Santos, central right, and instead of Hector Herrera, Edson Alvarez in the center. Carlos Alberto Rodriguez was one of those players in game one who lost their starting position. In 2021, then, Edson Alvarez retained the center position, and the returning Hector Herrera moved around on the field, usually playing. No, I won't even say that because he just moved around. He even played as a left winger in game five. Jonathan Dos Santos came in for games 4 to 6, but in games 1 to 3, it was a new name, Edson Gutierrez. Andres Guardado and Carlos Alberto Rodriguez, on the other hand, were on the preliminary squad in 2021, but didn't make the cut. Was that pretty hard to follow, Connor?
No, it seems like the main contenders, Herrera, Guardado, Dos Santos, but some new names as well, which we'll have a look at.
Yeah. I would say, we'll take a look at Hector Herrera because he does seem to be the main one, even though he didn't start all the games. He at least comes in and takes that position by the end of the tournament. Can you tell us a bit about him?
Yeah, he plays with Atletico Madrid in Spain, so the most recent La Liga champions. Previously spent several years in Porto in Portugal, so he has experience at the Champions League level in Europe, though he did get his start in Mexico. He's 31 years old and has 82 caps and has chipped in with 8 goals from a central midfield position.
Yeah, including one against Canada.
Yeah, the goal that knocked him out.
Anyway, his first tournament was the Confederations Cup in 2013. Actually, he won the 2012 Olympics, won the gold medal with Mexico. But his first senior tournament was 2013. And generally, he's been there. I won't go through all the details. He's been there basically as a starter since the 2014 World Cup. He did skip the 2019 Gold Cup, as we saw. He said he had a grueling club season and skipped that tournament, but then he came back for this one in 2021 and started all 6 games. Edson Álvarez, though, Hector Herrera initially was in the center of the field, but Edson Álvarez kind of took over the central midfielder. And even though he was a defender in the past, he is now seems to be firmly established as the central midfielder. Okay, can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, so he's just 23 years old, but already has 40 caps to his name. He's been with the team since 2017, and he currently plays with Ajax in the Netherlands. So he's done really well coming in as a young player.
So he was on that B team for the Gold Cup in 2017. He didn't make the A team that was sent to the Confederations Cup. And he's actually one of the few players that actually graduated from that team to the A team, even though he was a sub in game one at the 2018 World Cup. He gained a starting position for the last 3 games. And then, as we saw in 2019, again, strangely didn't start, but gained the starting position from game 2 onwards. And then he was in that role here. So he's kind of been recoded, at least by me, from a defender to a central midfielder. I think he'll definitely be there. Meanwhile, Jonathan Dos Santos tends to play on the right, although he moves around a bit. So I call him a right central midfielder. How about him, Connor?
Yeah, Jonathan Dos Santos currently plays for the LA Galaxy, where he's done quite well. And previously was with Barcelona. That's where he got his start, with the Barcelona youth team. He's now 31 years old, but has 52 caps to his name and 4 goals. And he's been kind of a regular fixture with the Mexico team and has been involved since 2009.
Yeah, he seems to be lasting a little bit longer than his brother Giovanni Dos Santos, who didn't actually come up in this consideration, because I think he's been off the team for quite a while. He's the son, actually, of a professional Brazilian player, Gerardo Dos Santos, and he died, actually. His nickname was Zinzinho. and he died during this 2021 tournament, which was quite sad. But Dos Santos preferred to keep playing, I think as a sign of respect for his father, because he felt his father would wish him to keep playing. And so he's really been around for quite a while, even making the gold, considered for the World Cup 2010 squad, but not making the squad in the end. He made the 24-man squad, but he was the last player cut. Waited 5 years to actually play his first tournament in 2015. So another story for players to be patient, I guess. And then he was a starter in 2015 and has basically been on the team. Now, he was named to the team of the tournament in 2019, partly because of scoring that goal in the final. But he wasn't a starter here in 2021. He was a sub for the first three games and then gained the starting position for the next for games 4, 5, and 6. And then moving on to Gutierrez. Again, he's often called a left midfielder, but he's, I think, more of a defensive player. Maybe tell us a little bit about him. He's in the mix.
Yeah, he plays in the Netherlands with PSV Eindhoven. He's been around the team since 2016. He has 22 caps, but just 26 years old. So a player who's kind of established himself, not fully as a starter, but you know, will probably be around the setup for a couple of years still.
Right, and he may be around in the setup to replace Andres Guardado, who seems to be on his way out. So Gutierrez was a sub for that B team in the Gold Cup 2017. He was on the roster for the 2018 World Cup and a sub in 2019. So kind of struggling to find his way into the team here. And then here in 2021, he was a starter for games 1, 2, and 3, but he tended to be subbed out early at halftime in game one. And then he lost his starting position to, I wouldn't say to Dos Santos because they play on different sides of the field, but effectively to Dos Santos because he started the last four games, Dos Santos, the last three games, whereas Gutierrez was just a sub for those games. And we'll take a look at Andres Guardado, although I'm not really sure that he is on the team anymore. Can you tell us a bit about him?
Well, he's been around for a long time. An amazing 168 caps and 28 goals from midfield. And has captained the Mexico team on a regular basis. He spent most of his career in Europe and currently plays for Real Betis in Spain.
Yeah, it would be a lot to look at his whole career. Suffice to say that he's been there for a long time. But we should look at recent times to see how strong a candidate he is. He started all six games in 2019, except for a kind of a B-team game. He played 7 of their 20 games since the 2019 Gold Cup, so he's kind of still in the mix, but he wasn't selected for this squad. He was selected for the preliminary squad but not chosen for the final squad, so I wonder if Gutierrez perhaps is moving into that position. I mean, at 35 years old, they will need to replace him soon. Someone who's played the position just a little bit, Carlos Alberto Rodriguez, and he's a young player. While you're introducing him, I'll just check and see if he was on the Olympic team, because he was a preliminary squad choice here but didn't make the final squad.
Yeah, the fact that he's eligible for the Olympic team points to his age. He's 22 years old. Just 2 caps to his name. For the Mexican national team so far. So perhaps an up-and-comer. I guess you can tell us whether he was with that Olympic team, which would point to the reason why he was not at the Gold Cup.
Yeah, and yes, he was. My information is a bit inaccurate there. He's actually 24 years old, but I think the under 23 team did allow 24-year-olds because I see quite a bit of them, quite a few 24-year-olds on Mexico and on other teams too. So, yeah, he started a couple of games in 2019. Again, kind of hard to judge. If he's in the team because he was with the Olympic team, but definitely someone maybe coming in to add some new blood. All right, well, that's it for the midfield. That's it for the central midfielders. And now we are going to talk about midfielders and wingers in one breath, actually. And I'll tell you why. That Mexico almost always plays a 4-3-3, so they don't really have wide midfielders or wingers. They tend to play fairly centrally. They did for one game in 2021 in game five against Canada, and in that game, central midfielder Hector Herrera unusually played left winger, while left defender Luis Rodriguez moved up to a winger role also. And that's actually why Guardado and Gutierrez above are coded as left midfielders, and Jonathan Dos Santos is at least secondarily coded as a right midfielder. In the 2018 World Cup, though, they did have these positions because they played a different formation, and they were generally played by Miguel Layún and Irving Lozano. So Layún is I think primarily coded as a defender, Irving Lozano as a forward. It's very confusing with Mexico, but Lozano and the other players in these positions are often on the left or right, often as forwards in a three-man forward line in their 4-3-3 system. So that was quite confusing for me to understand. I hope I put it kind of clearly there.
Yeah, we'll take a look at the players.
Okay, and so let's look at the left midfielders or wingers or left forwards. Anyway, on the left we have a list of players here, starting with Irving Lozano. But again, I'll explain the situation on the left here. So Pizarro Rodolfo played games 4 to 6 in 2019 as a left forward, but he was only on the preliminary squad in 2021. It was Irving Lozano, who's nominally a right winger, but he started as a left forward in game one, and he might have played there longer, but he only lasted for 18 minutes before a rather horrific injury early in that Trinidad and Tobago game and was out for the tournament. So Orbelin Pineda took over and again played as a left forward. And as confusingly as Mexico are, they decided to switch the left and right forward for games 3 and 6. I think they did that mostly to confuse me. Rodolfo Alvarado was there for one. For games 1 and 3 in 2019, and Carlos Vela was there for one game when they set up a bit differently in 2018. Javier Hernandez also played in that position for one game in the 2017 Confederation Cup. And finally, a new player, Diego Lainez, may be coming into that position. So all kind of playing on the left and usually in a left forward role. And the main man seems to be Irving Lozano if he's not still recovering from that injury.
Yeah, Irving Lozano is a pretty big name with the Mexican national team. Just 25 years old, but already has 47 caps, and has scored 14 goals in that time. He's also been a pretty prolific goal scorer at the club level, first with Pachuca in Mexico, then notably with PSV Eindhoven in the Netherlands, before moving to Napoli in 2019.
Yeah, that's right. And I think sometimes he's called Chucky Lozano also, and he's often listed as a forward. But we'll just say that he was a starter his first main tournament was the 2018 World Cup, even though he was around for a couple of tournaments before that. And he was actually injured for the 2019 Gold Cup. But then he was the starter in 2021 before he got injured. So I think he's fairly established in that spot. But once he did get injured, he was replaced by Orbelin Pineda. And perhaps you can tell us about him.
Yeah, Pineda, same age, 25 years old, has 31 caps and two goals, so lower figures than Irving Lozano. And he plays currently with Cruz Azul in Mexico, and having spent his whole club career in Mexico so far.
Right. Okay, moving on to the less likely candidates, but Rodolfo Pizarro has played in that role. And tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, so he's been with the national team since 2014 and has 31 caps to his name. He spent most of his career in Mexico, but joined MLS expansion team Inter Miami in 2020.
Right, and he was on that Gold Cup 2017 B team, and he hasn't really graduated up to the A team, even though in 2019 he came in as a sub in game three and gained the starting position for the remaining three games. He wasn't selected in 2021, although he did make the preliminary squad. So kind of on the outskirts there. As I would say, Roberto Alvarado is. We'll take a quick look at him.
Yeah, Alvarado, he was chosen for the Olympic team, so a young player. 23 caps is a pretty good total for someone of his age, and only having been with the national team since 2018. He currently plays with Cruz Azul in Mexico as well.
That's right, and he started four games in 2019. And but he subbed fairly early out of each one, and he was the left forward in three of those four games. So a candidate for that position, but again, matters are a bit confused by him playing for the Olympic team in terms of where he stands with the national A team. There are a couple of other names that we will talk about, but we're going to deal with Javio Chicharito Hernandez as a forward when we get there. And we'll deal with Carlos Vela, as a secondary striker. And finally, though, we'll take a look at Diego Lainez because he seems to be on the slate here.
Yeah, Diego Lainez, another one chosen for the Olympic team. Another young player, 14 caps and three goals is a decent return for someone who's only been with the team since 2018. And he plays with Real Betis in Spain, so a teammate of Andreas Guardado.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, as you say, 14 caps. He's been with the team since he was 18 years old, and he's only 21 now. And he played 10 of their games in the lead up to the 2021 Gold Cup. So especially for such a young player, he seems to have inserted himself quite well. Okay, now moving over to the right midfield, the same situation I described on the left is true on the right, in that, you know, a lot of these guys play more like a right forward than they do as a right midfielder. But in a 4-3-3 system, that's the closest thing you have to a midfielder or a winger. So the specific situation here is that Jesus Manuel Corona, and he's called that now. They had a bit of trouble sorting out his name because the long-standing goalkeeper was Jesus Corona, and it became pretty confusing between the two. So I think he eventually decided on this name. He started all six games as a right forward in that three-man forward line, switching with the left forward for games three and six. Uriel Antuna was there for five of the six games in 2019, And Roberto Alvarado, who we discussed, I don't know if we discussed him yet. Anyway, he was only there for one game, so he's not a big consideration. In 2017, though, it was Miguel Layún, who seems to be off the team now. So we'll take a quick look at, or we'll take a closer look at Jesus Manuel Corona.
Yeah, he is another versatile player. He's 28 years old, has 50 caps for the national team, and has been involved since 2014, and 9 goals to his name. And he has spent a lot of his career in Europe, first with Twente in the Netherlands, and then Porto in Portugal for the last 6 seasons.
Right, and really, the thing to know about Corona is he's very inconsistent in terms of his participation. I'm sure it's not his fault, but they're very enthusiastic about him, or at least they were a few years ago in Mexico. And he started all 3 games in 2015, but since then he really has been kind of on and off the team. So. Sorry, I should say he started all 3 games in the 2015 Copa America, but in the Gold Cup, I mean, this is a sign of how enthusiastic they were about him. I think he was the only player to play in both tournaments in 2015. He was just a sub in the Gold Cup, though. And then in 2016, he was a starter, so he was okay there. But he was not available either for the Confederations Cup team or the Gold Cup team in 2017. In 2018, he was just a sub for the World Cup. And in 2019, he wasn't there for the Gold Cup. And I have a note here that an ankle injury saw him declining the friendlies in March before the tournament. And the manager being furious about that, but it seems like he just didn't come. And so finally in 2021, he seems to be a consistent, a consistently attended and started all games as they've been hoping he would, I think, since 2015. So again, if that history continues, they're hoping he'll be reliable. Going forward, but otherwise they'll have to depend on someone like Uriel Antuna.
Yeah, Antuna is one of those who, yeah, may have kind of filled the gap that has been left by Corona at times. He was chosen to the Olympic team, so we didn't see him in the most recent Gold Cup. He has 21 caps to his name and 8 goals, so a pretty healthy return. And just 23 years old, he plays with Guadalajara, but actually spent some time with Manchester City. Though never made an appearance for them, but had a couple of loan spells away from the club.
Right, and the fact that he started all 6 games except one in 2019 is certainly because Corona wasn't there. So again, hard to say what his role is in the team. Certainly there to back up Corona when he's absent. Finally, someone who seems to be kind of on their way out of the team is Miguel Layún.
Yeah, Miguel Layún has been with the team since 2013, and has amassed 78 caps. Certainly has been a big player for them in the past, but yeah, it doesn't seem to be as involved with the national team anymore.
Right, and we won't get into his kind of history because he does seem to be on the way out. But again, it's enough to say that he's been a very steady player for them over the years since his first tournament in 2013. He was ruled out of the Gold Cup 2019 due to illness, a kidney infection, I think, and that kind of left a bit of confusion about his status on the team, but he only played 2 of their 20 games between the 2019 Gold Cup and this 2021 Gold Cup. So that's what leads me to believe that at 31 years old, he, which is a bit young for Mexico to be off the team, but he may be off the team. Okay, now let's move on to forwards here, but we'll begin actually with attacking midfielders and secondary strikers in one breath here. Attacking midfielders and secondary strikers. And we only have a few names on the list here, and the reason for that is because of the 4-3-3 formation, which doesn't lend itself to this position, either attacking midfielder or secondary striker, although they have used it in the past, and as I said, they used it in Game 5 here. So in that 4-3-3 setup, it's the central midfielders playing behind three kind of attacking forwards. So they do have a few players coded as attacking midfielders or secondary strikers, but we'll only take a quick look at them because none of them seem to be established in the squad. Carlos Vela played in this position in the 2018 World Cup. When for the first three games of that World Cup, they set up in a 4-2-3-1 formation, which lends itself a bit better to this kind of a system. Do you want to tell us a bit about Carlos Vela?
Yeah, fans of the Premier League might remember him for a spell at Arsenal, but he currently plays for Los Angeles FC, where he's done extremely well. He's been with LAFC since 2018, and he was the MLS Golden Boot winner and MVP in 2019. So scored a ton of goals in MLS. He got his start with the national team in 2007. As you said, doesn't really appear to be on the team currently, but worth mentioning, 72 caps, 19 goals. So has been a big player for them at times.
Right. Yeah, I think he refused to come in 2009. He's been 19. He's been in a bit of a fight with the Federation, I think, from about 2019. And it may well be that he just doesn't want anything to do with the team anymore. I heard an interview with him, but I think in the interview he was saying that he would kind of come back if the conditions were suitable, but he hasn't been back, and they may be kind of fed up with him too. A couple of other names in the position, which we'll just mention, Efren Alvarez. He, interestingly, didn't make the cut from 60 to 45 players for this 2021 squad, but then they added him back into the final squad. So maybe we should take a look at him, even though he was just a sub in the recent cup.
Yeah, Alvarez is just 19 years old, so not a surprise that he hasn't been as involved, but certainly one for the future. He was actually born in the United States and plays in the United States with the LA Galaxy, so the crosstown rival of Vela's LAFC. Just two caps was named so far, or going into the Gold Cup, but at 19 years old, that's really not too surprising.
Yeah, and the reason I included him here is because he was the one who subbed in for Irving Lozano when he got injured in Game 1. So he played most of Game 1 there, but then for whatever reason, they didn't use him, but went with Orbelin Pineda instead. So I don't really know what that means. Finally, Sebastian Cordova, and I'll check if he's on the Olympic team, but he seems a bit of a name because he had played after his first cap in 2019, played seven of the remaining 17 games prior to the 2021 Gold Cup. And he was on the under-23 team for a couple of those. So while you're just quickly introducing him, I'll check that.
Yeah, he's 24 now. But has 2 goals and 7 caps. So that's not a bad start to your national career. He's been with the Mexican setup since 2019. And he's spent his entire club career in Mexico. He's been with Club America in Mexico for the past 5 seasons.
Right. And he was on the Olympic team. So, again, a little hard to tell where he stands with the national team. But as you said, that's a pretty good start. Okay, I think we've covered all of them. Or no, there's one more. And Henry Martin. Henry Martin.
Sure, I'll pick it up here.
Sorry.
He's a little bit older, around 30 years old. He's been with Mexico since 2015, so a bit of a latecomer to the team. 3 goals and 13 caps. He plays for Club America in Mexico as well. Yeah, maybe you can tell us about his recent past.
Yeah, I think the reason I chose him here is mainly because he had played 8 of their 20 games before the Cup, including starts in their CONCACAF Nations League final games. So even though he hasn't played in any tournaments and he's a bit older, I thought he would be maybe a name that comes up for them. If any of them do, because again, they did use a formation that allows for this position in 2018, but they haven't used it since, except for a really weird formation in the fifth game against Canada, where it was something, I don't even know how to interpret it. It's like a 3-2-2-2-1. So it kind of has their three-man forward line, but it also has wide wingers, and the forwards on the right and left are playing back a little bit than their usual 4-3-3. So that doesn't leave a lot of room for attacking midfielders or secondary strikers. So we'll leave that behind and move on to the forwards, names that people are probably more familiar with. And I'll just explain the situation, which for once for Mexico, this is a fairly clear and simple situation. So newcomer Rogelio Funes Mori stepped into the role in 2021 and did very well. Maybe you can tell us about that when you describe him. Raul Jimenez was the starting center forward for all games in 2019, and it was Javier Hernandez in 2018. And I've added Pulido here, or I will add Pulido here, just as an example of how difficult it is to break into the Mexican team. So let's start with the most recent one, Rogelio Funes Mori.
Yeah, he an interesting case. He's 30 years old, but only had 1 cap going into the Gold Cup, where he then started all 6 games and did well, as you said. He got a goal in their 2 goals in the group stage against Guatemala, and then a goal against Honduras, the opening goal in the quarterfinals. So, yeah, it did quite well when given the opportunity, which you have to do with Mexico. He currently plays with Monterrey, where he's been since 2015, though he did have some times in Portugal, Turkey, and Argentina before that.
Yeah, I think the explanation for his age and why he got such a late start with Mexico is his brother actually plays for the Argentina national team. I don't think he's well established, but you mentioned that Argentinian background. And he actually did play a game for Argentina in 2012. So I think he was holding out, hoping to get onto the Argentina team. But it's kind of a sign of the times that, you know, he grew up in Texas. He's a naturalized Mexican citizen. And he was born in Argentina. So I don't know if he was eligible for the USA, but there's lots of players like this who can play for more than one country. And fortunately, because of Raul Jimenez's injury, maybe that's what pushed him to actually join Mexico, because he had the opportunity at a starting position.
Right.
Okay. And let's move on to Raul Jimenez then.
Right. So Jimenez, would be the generally considered the starting striker for Mexico. He's been with the team since 2013, but has 86 caps, so quite impressive, and equally impressive, 26 goals. He kind of made a name for himself in Europe with Benfica. With Atletico Madrid for a season before that, but has really come on with Wolverhampton in England, where he's been since 2019 and done really well in the Premier League. As you mentioned, it's impossible to talk about him without that horrific head injury that he suffered, a clash of heads with David Luiz at the start of the last Premier League season. That's the 2020-21 season, which basically kept him out for about a year, and he's only recently returned.
Yeah, as you say, and then, you know, it's great to see that he's returned, but you wonder if it'll take time for him to get over the psychological element of the injury. I can't imagine myself, you know, actually heading a ball knowing that my skull has been fractured. So whether he'll return, I hope he does return to the form he had, but it's very difficult. It'll be very heroic if he does. He's kind of he was a starter in the 2013 Gold Cup, but then kind of played second fiddle to Javier Hernandez for a long time, even though he was on the bench or maybe coming in for a B team game or the odd game, or coming in as a sub all the way until really the 2019 Gold Cup, where he was the starter, and that was because Hernandez was not there. Hernandez was also not at the 2021 World Cup, so a bit unclear as to what his status is with the club, with the national team right now. He made the 60-man preliminary squad, but was cut when it was reduced to 45, which doesn't suggest he's a main consideration. Do you want to introduce Javier Hernandez?
Yeah, for many people, he won't need much of an introduction, having spent time with Manchester United, including a loan spell with Real Madrid, Bayer Leverkusen in Germany, West Ham, and most recently Sevilla. He's certainly been around the national team setup, 109 caps and 51 goals, a really phenomenal goal-scoring record over really a 10-year career, I would say, from 2009 to 19. What the future holds is unclear, as you alluded to.
Right, and your brother would predict what percentage of those are from within the two-yard line.
Yeah, I think so. He's a fox in the box. Scores the goals generally not far from the goal, but in the right place at the right time, I guess, is the nicer way to put it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he ruled himself out in 2019. He cited the need to be with his family because he was expecting a baby around that time. And so that leaves a bit of confusion about where he's at, especially since he did play. He did appear for the national team after the 2019 Gold Cup in September 2019, but hasn't appeared since then. So it'll be interesting to look at these qualifying game lineups to see if he is there. We'll finally take a look at Alan Pulido. Do you want to introduce him?
Sure. He's a 30-year-old who's been with the team since 2014. Only 16 caps in that time, but 5 goals. Was involved in the recent Gold Cup, and he currently plays with Sporting Kansas City in Major League Soccer.
Right, and I added him to the list really not as a candidate, but as an example of so many Mexican players who are really not candidates despite the time that they've been around. So he has been with the team Well, even before 2014, though that was his first tournament and I think his first cap, but he was on the roster in the 2011 Copa America, and then he wasn't selected until 2014 again, when he was on the roster again but didn't see any games, and then he was involved in none of the tournaments through there. In the 2017 Gold Cup, that B team, he was selected for the final squad but withdrew due to injury. So, in terms of the national team, a very long and frustrating career where, they basically can't get in because of guys like Raul Jimenez and Javier Hernandez, and how it must feel for them to see someone like Funes Mori just kind of coming in and slotting into the lead position. There are so many players like this on the Mexico team. It was very kind of arduous to kind of weed through all the names available to kind of simplify it down to this starting lineup here. So, and actually, that was kind of my ending note. Those players in the 2017 Gold Cup B team obviously had hopes of making it to the national team, and those on the Olympic team now will have the same hopes. But in fact, very few of the players in 2017 did, and very few on the Olympic team likely will. Mexico has a lot of players with more than 10 caps who have maybe never been selected for a tournament, or they've been on the bench for the whole tournament, or they're maybe subbed into a B team game or subbed in later into the game but never make it. And I would say the list that we're showing you today, is basically one fifth of the players that they have available to them. So at least Mexico has a very deep bench if some of these players aren't available. So we're going to go to a prototype starting lineup for Mexico. Although we're never really sure because as we said, they have so many players available. But definitely Gerardo Martino seems like he will stay on as the manager. For goalkeepers, Connor and I both think that Guillermo Ochoa is still the number one keeper, but Alfredo Talavera, having played, having been the starter in the recent Gold Cup, will remain on the bench and is probably secondary. Or he's 38 years old, so maybe he'll give way to some of the others in line that we talked about. Central defender seems right now to be a mix of Hector Moreno, Carlos Salcedo, and Néstor Araújo, although there are other players we mentioned available. Jesús Gallardo, though, is fairly stuck in as the left back, as is Luis Rodríguez as the right back. In the midfield, it's some combination of Hector Herrera, Edson Álvarez, Jonathan Dos Santos, and Eric Gutiérrez. In the left midfield, if he's recovered from his injury, Irving Lozano looks to be the starter with Orbelin Pineda in a backup role. And then on the right, again, if he is available, Jesus Manuel Corona, and as a backup, Uriel Antuna. And finally, the forward line, who knows for sure, but right now it's Rogelio Funes Mores. Connor, do you have any impression of whether he'll be the starter here, or do you think Raul Jimenez will be there?
I think Jimenez will be involved, but perhaps more likely off the bench. Funes Mori did quite well for the team at the Gold Cup. Raul Jimenez just getting back up to speed. I would expect them to kind of go with Funes Mori, who's kind of proven himself recently, and maybe kind of wait for Jimenez just to get some of that confidence back. Though undoubtedly Jimenez will be involved over the course of the 14-game schedule that they have coming up.
Right, we said we would actually talk about his performance in 2021 and we didn't, but we'll just say he scored three goals. He was just in the thick of things all the time. So it was a great performance by him. He also had one goal disallowed. He definitely did enough to make a bid for Ford. And I think it'll also depend on Jimenez's recovery, maybe more his psychological recovery, since he has physically recovered. And that'll depend kind of on his play. I think he's been a bit hesitant in his Premier League games so far, do you think?
Yeah, from what I've seen of him, I mean, being tough start for Wolves, haven't scored a goal yet. But yeah, it'll take him that first goal and especially that first header, I think, to really feel that he can be back at his best.
Yeah, well, I hope he gets there. He's a very likable player and a very good player at his best. All right, well, that brings us not only to the end of this longer podcast on Mexico's players, which we expected it to be a bit longer, but it also brings us to the end of this series on our preview of the CONCACAF World Cup qualifying, final round qualifying teams. And it's been really a pleasure doing this with you, Connor.
Yeah, it's been great as always. We learn a lot as we're doing it. We've put our predictions out there to be judged by the public. So we'll see how we do. But it's been a pleasure as well. And yeah, just can't wait for the games to get started and see how things play out.
Yeah, we are actually psychologically prepared for after doing all of these things for COVID to come along and change everything, making everything that we said absolutely meaningless. But we're also thinking down the road. In fact, we intend to do this is the international soccer podcast, so we're as interested in Asia and Africa as we are in the teams that we've been doing so far. So we're probably going to do a preview of the final round of Asian qualifying. We're not so sure about African World Cup qualifying because there are 50 teams, 52 teams, I think, involved. We may do something on that, or we may aim towards the African Cup in 2021. But anyway, keep your eye out for these future broadcasts, and we hope that we can help you become more familiar with the especially African and Asian teams, which tend to be ignored a little bit.
Sounds good, and I will see you there.
Thank you, Connor. See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.